And now we welcome Dr. Richard Holm. He's the Prairie Doc. You can watch On Call with the Prairie Doc on Thursday nights on SDPB-TV. He joins us now on the phone. Welcome back, Dr. Holm.
Hi, Lori. Thank you.
What is our topic for today?
Well, the endocrine system. Tonight we'll have Dr. Mark Oppenheimer. And you know, of course, endocrinologists are specialists in diabetes, but they're specialists in all of the endocrine systems. So do you know what an endocrine system is?
Full disclosure, I know a little bit because my mother used to work for Dr. Oppenheimer. But go ahead and...
Full disclosure,
she was a receptionist in his office for years. So hi, Mom, and hi, Oppenheimers.
You know, Matilda is about the sweetest. His wife, Matilda, is about the dearest lady in the world.
She has been on this show, as has their daughter, who wrote a book about getting ready for college and acing a test. So there you go. Welcome to South Dakota, where the connections run deep.
You can't go anywhere and you run into somebody who knows somebody from South Dakota, and then you know them or you know their relative, you know.
Yeah. All right. What is the endocrine system then? Let's go there.
It's a ductless system. So, okay, let's look at the duct system. The duct organs are, you know, in the colon and in the small intestine. You have little ducts that make mucus that help make everything slippery, so that and help the food get absorbed. And then you have ducts from the pancreas that pushes into the small intestine that dissolves the food. And so ducts are all over the place. We like ducts, but endocrine is ductless. In other words, it makes its message known by putting it directly into the bloodstream, and then the blood carries the hormone to another part of the body to do its action. You know, insulin's a classic example, and insulin is put into the bloodstream. Bloodstream carries it to the body cells. The insulin allows the sugar to move into the cell and give the energy to the cell so it can work. So that's an endocrine system, but there are many other examples of endocrine systems. The thyroid system, where the hypothalamus tells the pituitary to tell the thyroid to make thyroid hormone, which goes out and enables the metabolism to work. Or it's the hormones that work from the pituitary down to your gonads that make estrogen and testosterone, that tells the rest of the body that it's time to procreate, you know, or to have a baby, and on and on. It goes on and on. I mean, there's this cortisol system that gives you fight or flight and coverage when it's stressful, and then there's, and on and on. So it's a
so all kinds of things can go wrong with it then, I guess.
Boy, a lot of, you know, when you get complicated.
In various ways, yeah.
That's right. The more complex it gets, the more chances of an error. So that's what it is. I mean, let's look at it. We've got pituitary, we've got pancreas, we've got ovaries and testicles, we've got thyroid, we've got parathyroid, we've got adrenal glands. And we also have other organs that put out hormones in an endocrine way. Kidneys, for example. Kidneys drive the bone marrow to make red cells. Did you know that?
I did not.
And when the kidney is failing, sometimes people used to get anemia. The bone marrow wouldn't be making the red cells because the kidney wasn't telling the bone marrow to make red cells. So now we have a hormone that we inject that tells the bone marrow to get to work, even though you have no kidney, and on and on.
Let me ask you a question about the adrenal glands, because that's something that you see a lot on, you know, in magazine articles about, you know, people who are experiencing, you know, extreme fatigue or extreme stress. Is there a connection between those two things?
Well, let's put it this way. There is a lot from the adrenal gland to help you with stress, to help you with metabolism, to help you with fluid balance, okay? But it's very complex. And there is the parasympathetic system, not only the adrenal gland, but the parasympathetic gland that makes your mouth water. It makes the toothpaste tube squeeze occur for the esophagus and the stomach and the small intestine and the large intestine. It helps digestion, and that's as complex as well. And you look at people coming up with ideas of, here, I'm going to sell you a supplement that's going to help your adrenal gland and so on and so forth. Most of that stuff is, when it's sold over-the-counter as a advertised something, is absolutely not functional, it's not real, or if it is real, it's dangerous. So you've got to be very careful when you're messing around with the endocrine system, and that should be done directly by someone who really knows what she or he is doing and has studied this for years and knows how to monitor and to measure when you're doing the right thing. It's not something that you go to the supplement store and buy. And when people are selling you this kind of hormone or that kind of hormone to keep you young, be careful, because it's also something that might do other bad things. You know, you take testosterone when you don't need it, right? It isn't the problem. You don't have low testosterone. Something else is working on you. But when you take testosterone, it shrinks your testicles, because your feedback is going the other direction. So then you end up with shrunken testicles, and when you stop it, then you don't have the hormone that you normally make. So you just don't want to mess with that type of stuff.
Right. Talk to your doctor is the bottom line. Really have that good relationship. Talk to a specialist. When you're having any problem, with anything, that's, you have to communicate. But endocrine system for sure. Complex stuff. Yeah. Interesting. Well, this
complex stuff. But we really need good questions tonight for the show. We want those questions about, you know, why am I infertile? I mean, is this possibly hypothyroidism? What is about diabetes that I can work? Is there such a thing as adrenal insufficiency, and what might be a clue? So give us your calls tonight. We'll really be looking for them.
Absolutely. Tune in to On Call with the Prairie Doc tonight on SDPB, and get ready to send in your questions to Dr. Oppenheimer and Dr. Richard Holm. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Laurie.